story, our growth, our future.
I'm Sherry Thompson, and this is Africa Global Radio, our story, our growth, our future. And this is the Black Our Story podcast, where we tell each other about ourselves, about our tradition, our heritage, our culture, who we are as a people from our perspective. I just finished the Black Our Story Festival. It was lovely. Their feedback has been informative, educational, inspirational. They liked the stories. They liked our stories, and people came with their own story, how they saw themselves, how they wanted to be, their renewal, their transformation. All of that was part of the Black Our Story Festival. Next year, it's going to be bigger and better, and we're going to probably have 3 days, because folks were like, okay, again, when's the rest of it? Where's the rest of it? Can we do it monthly? No, guys, y'all tuckered me out. I'm still recovering, okay? No, we can't do it monthly. We're not going to do that, all right? So look out for it. We're going to be planning, we're going to be growing, and we're going to be going. We're going to be flowing. I'm excited today because in the studio with me, Corinne Kelly. We met at Jerk Soul, yes. She likes food just like I do. And we was jerking it at Jerk Soul. And then I met her again at a vision board party. And I'm like, oh, she got vision. I got vision. Everybody got vision. Maybe not 2020 vision, but some of us got a lot of vision. And we were talking about what we're going to be doing in the 2023 year. So here she is. And then I found out she organizes people that are confused. And sometimes I can be chaotic. So I looked at her and I said, what do you mean you're a personal assistant, a virtual personal assistant? Oh, can I afford you? We had that talk. And then we went ahead and then we saw the light. So she's here to bring light. Corinne, tell us a little bit about your light and what you do to help folks with their future.
Thank you so much, Mama Lou, for inviting me on to the podcast. This is my first one. Oh, so pardon me.
If you're a virgin.
Yes, I am going to do my best to deliver the message. I think
I won't sing.
One of the best things, I was so glad to meet you because I am all about networking and growing as a person. And what I do as a digital nomad, I am a virtual business consultant. So I specialize in leadership development and recruiting. And as I network and meet more people here in Ghana, I think one of the things that really helps is there's a need. I feel like I can fill a gap, and everyone wants to feel wanted.
I felt that you could fill my gaps because I got gaps. You know, at my age, the gaps get larger. Yeah. And it's like, ooh, can I remember that? Ooh, maybe I need an app for that. Maybe I should develop an app for that. So yeah, I'm going to be developing apps to help me remember what I need to do in my life. But here you are. Maybe I don't need an app. Okay, so tell me exactly how you focus us.
I help business owners really determine what type of support they need in order to grow their business and become more profitable. So for me, it's really about allowing business owners to data dump. Let's talk about where you're at, what your vision is for where you want to go, and let's prioritize what needs to happen to get there. Sometimes I'm able to fill the gap myself and provide the services. Sometimes, you know, it's not in budget, but I can train someone with the skills. If they have the basic talent, I can train them on the essential skills that you need to fill the role. So that may be sales, providing them with a script, you know, so that they can actually close deals, providing templates and other systems that will allow them to, you know, really take care of your customer service.
Yes.
A lot of businesses also, you know, they don't know what they don't know. So when we sit down, We sit down and we talk about where you're at and where you want to go. We can really map out a plan to make the business more profitable. And it allows me to really use a lot of my talents, and it really makes me feel valued.
So you've been here how long in Ghana?
So I have been in Ghana this time. This is my third visit.
Okay.
I was welcome with open arms back in the year of the return. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, I was blessed with like the foresight to leave my corporate job at the end of 2019.
Okay.
So when I came to Ghana for the year of the return, it was my last time working in corporate America. And when COVID hit, I was actually traveling. I stayed here for a month. The first time I ever came to Ghana, I stayed for a month because the people were so nice.
And the food was good,
safe.
Too.
Oh, the food. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
The spice. I'm still trying to deal with the pepper.
Oh.
Okay. I'm
You're not
trying.
A spice girl.
I am not. I am not a spice girl, but I'm building up. So when I came here in 2019, I stayed for a month. I definitely knew I wanted to come back. I came back in 2021. And after that, I said, I have to give it more time. The first two times that I came in December. It's party central. It's so much fun. But I wanted to see, could I do this long term? I have been looking for
beyond
a way.
The party.
There you go. Definitely. And I wanted to get away from the constraints that you see in America. I just don't feel safe there. It's not, I've known probably 20 years that it would not be my resting place. I wanted to be on the continent and be home with, I mean, it's not that complicated. When people ask me, why did I come to Ghana? I thought it was strange that I was looking for some deep meaning. The reality
is, but it's not really that deep.
It's not that deep. I want it to be around Black people. I want it to be people, be around people that are like me, that I felt comfortable around. And I just feel safe here. And so I said, I need to come back and stay longer. Understand, you know, what is it like outside of the holiday season? So this trip, I have been here since July.
Okay.
I was supposed to go back to the States in January. And I decided to skip the winter. So I will be going back
to... So where are you from in the States?
Oh, I'm originally from Pennsylvania.
Okay, yeah, that's winter. Skip that.
I do not want to deal with the winters there. But I moved here from Houston. And
okay.
So Houston, Texas. And so I'll be going back to Texas at the end of this month. And honestly, Mama Lou,
are you packing?
I'm done. Yes, I am packing. I made the decision just this week. So this is my official announcement that I have made a decision.
And it's at Africa Global Radio. So we had just gone global with your announcement. Oh, my gosh.
I am going to
She's
become
done.
An official resident. I want to move to Ghana and make this my home.
Okay.
Because even though I've gone to five or six different countries
Which
on
ones?
The continent. First, I went to Senegal.
Okay.
I am a widow. My husband is originally from Senegal. And so that was the first country that I visited here on the continent. Went there many times over the 15 years. And then I've gone to Kenya, Tanzania, South Africa, which Cape Town is almost like an America 2.0. So I don't think I'll be going back there. You know, Tanzania,
I got you.
Morocco.
I got you.
I've been
got
to a
you.
Few places, but in the end, first, you know, Ghana, I love the fact that everyone was so welcoming, but it was an easier transition because I did not have to learn a new language.
Very good. So do you speak French?
I do not. I did learn enough Wolof to make it work because one of the first things I had to learn when I moved to Senegal was how to say I'm full because they feed you a lot. So.
And they just keep it going.
Yes, yes.
Very good. Very good. So now you're here in Ghana and you've been here for a while. Okay, so you love... Tell me some of the things that are challenging for you.
Some of the things that are challenging, I think there's not a lot. There's small inconveniences You know, my family back home loves to hear the different things that happen in the day because they're so different from back home. But I don't have as many challenges. There's a reason why I made the decision that I want to call Ghana home instead of the States. And the safety aspect, okay. I feel as a single woman traveler.
And you're a nomad.
Yes. And I've gone to 15 different countries. And even though when you travel, people try to instill fear in you, I have been told I have palpable positivity. I know things are going to work out. So I'm not a person that's afraid a lot, but I honestly feel safe here. And
very
so the inconveniences of power outages or, you know, water issues or things like that, they're minor.
Okay. All right. So realistically, you've been on the continent before. So you have a realistic expectation of what is going to be happening. Some folks move here and it's like,
it's not America.
You know, what's going on? Why don't they have this and that? Well, it was so funny because I remember Hurricane Sandy went to New York. That's where I'm from. And my sister was there and they had lights off for a week. And I was like, ha, 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 ha. Now you know what lights off really means. I mean, for a week. So they huddled up because it was winter. They huddled up in their living room together and they had that experience of knowing what it is to have no power at all whatsoever. And I tell you, it's mind-boggling. Yeah. So we are excited here at Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
Chanting out rhythms of survival, Kilimanjaro.
I'm not quite sure I'm at liberty to be telling you all the secrets, and maybe that's why I keep stuttering in this point in time. But the message is clear, we are one.
So we're back and we're talking about men. I kind of wanted to know what the difference between a Ghana man is and a Kenyan man is and a Tanzanian man. Everybody says African men are the same. Is it true?
It is not true. So the first thing is, because my experience with African men started in America, when I met my husband, I met him in New York City. And it was my family, like, really was, they didn't know how to act. Like, even when I first brought him to the house, as you may already know, in Senegal, 98% Muslim. And one of the things that, you know, the family had a difficult time was, how do we not put pork in the food? They could not even figure it out. But he's so sweet.
Collard greens, we gotta have the pork.
Oh, no, they thought it was okay if they just remove it. But he was so sweet. He would never say anything. He would just not eat, you know, and then let me eat it. So he just was so nice, and everyone loved him. So it was always a thing where the introduction I had to Africa and African men was nothing like what I had seen in the media.
Okay.
Nothing like the perception that they had on TV.
Okay.
And so that was my first experience.
So we have a different story with our story.
When it's our story, it's the true story.
Okay.
So with that, you know, unfortunately, just with America and just how the chemicals in the food and things like that, I lost him early. And, you know, he was my protector, my translator, everything. We traveled many places together, and I just always felt safe. Now, the first time I ever came to Ghana, it was on my own. And so here is, I can say my interaction with the men here, they are the most attractive that I have seen. Now, I am, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, Ghana men. Yeah, there's a lot of good-looking men here. I can say that.
Oh.
Yeah. And now I always had a type.
The sound technician is excited. He sees a marriage proposal after the end of this podcast.
Hey, so I know I have a type. Like when, you know, I first went to Senegal, I had never seen like their height, of men. They are tall, tall. So I've always had a preference for tall, dark, and handsome.
Mm-hmm.
So in Senegal, they're very tall, but lanky tall.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Not big at all. And so I was like, you know, nice.
They need some food.
Nice, you know, that's good.
Put some weight on.
And then I came to Ghana. And there is a variety.
They buff up over
shades.
Here.
Yes, but they believe in that fitness and they look amazing. Now, that's looks. We're going to just stick to that for
okay.
right now.
All right.
Now, when you go to, I say, South Africa.
Okay.
Petite.
Mm.
Just smaller. Just the, you know, the men are small and tiny. I did go on a couple of dates. I like to date. When I go to different countries, I can say one thing. I want to know the people. I want to see how you think.
It's not a biblical no, though, huh?
No.
Okay.
No. Now, when I went to Kenya, the men are very outgoing.
Oh,
now,
okay. They take you on safari.
Yes.
They do the dance.
I want to take you out. I want you to experience.
Did you go take a look at the Masao warrior?
Oh, I sure did. I was out with the Masao. I did the whole the dance jumping, and the jumping. I did that whole thing.
It's so Jamaican too. You know that?
Now, I didn't see the connection. I'm not that familiar with the Caribbean.
You gotta
culture.
See. We jump when we're doing the reggae, honey. You got to jump. Isn't that amazing? There you go. There's a connection.
There's
something about that
story.
Rhythm.
Yeah. Yes. And so, you know, when I look at the different countries that I've been to, I can just say when I think about the men, it is definitely a reason why I can say I'm moving here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, see, stop laughing. The ring is coming after the podcast.
Now, marriage proposals.
Okay.
There's a lot. There have been a lot. You know, but.
What is it that they're offering?
Nothing. That's the reason why they're just proposals. Yeah, they're not even a ring, a proposal.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So what
no.
does that sound like?
It sounds like we've gone on two dates and I love you and I want to marry you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it goes. That's a part of the Ghanaian
script.
Ghanaian man script, yes. Couple of dates. I love you. We should get married.
Oh, we should get married.
Yeah. Will you marry me?
Will you marry me?
Yeah.
And your answer is?
That's a hard no. That's a definitely not happening. But okay. Uh-huh.
Folks, it's a hard no, okay? Yeah, you got to have substance.
Definitely.
I always tell people, you know, the Bible talks about a woman being submissive to a man. You know, you got to do this submission thing. And I'm like, I'm okay with that submission thing. That's sub to a mission. Yeah, but if you got sub and he ain't got nothing, that's sub zero. That's a cold place to be. I ain't into sub zero. You better have a mission so that I can be sub to it. Get it?
Let me get
All
behind
right.
the mission. I love it.
All
yes.
right. Guys, mission time.
A very important piece because one of the reasons why, you know, I came to just to be on the continent was personal growth.
Okay.
Something very important to me. I realized that, you know, I had an epiphany when I turned 40 and it was, I'm not fulfilled. I've followed the plan.
Corporate
that I
plan.
Was given. Yes, I followed the
Don't
plan that my
that?
Parents gave me, that corporate America
and
gave me.
And that glass
me.
Ceiling was giving you a bump on your head.
It was. And, you know, I continued to, you know, reach new heights. And at a certain point, I just did not feel like this was my calling.
Right.
And so being able to remove a lot of distractions, you know, people look at America and they say, oh, you know, it's the place to be. But it is a lot
greener
of distractions.
Greener pastures. I don't know if y'all been to the Afram Plains, but there's the greener pastures, people. Okay? I'm yes. from New York. It's Concrete City. I don't know what you're talking about with greener pastures. I'd stay myself here and become a farmer. Because, guys, food is necessary, and it's going to be in scarcity pretty soon. So grow yourself some onions, tomatoes, and carrots, and we can really chop down. Yeah.
I love it. And I mean, it's really it. You know, there's more focus on natural living, you know, living
organic.
Off of the land, organic. And so something that's important to me is that the people that I interact with, men and women, you know, their character, what they believe in, what they're passionate about. And I love a good conversationalist. And one thing I can say that I found, I can have deep, meaningful conversations with the people that I meet here.
Okay.
Whereas in some of the other African countries that I've gone to, either they're reserved or the way that they perceive Americans
is totally,
you know, is just different.
Really?
Sometimes the
they've been watching too many gangster movies, you know, that kind of thing. So they all think we're carrying guns and ready to kill them.
Yes.
You know.
And so, yeah, I think there have been some barriers between building relationships. Specifically, I would say in South Africa, also in Tanzania.
Yeah.
But I think it has a lot to do with the religion and just some barriers there. But here, definitely religion is important. Character matters. But I find that people know themselves more. And that's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Yes, I'm looking for people to really know what their boundaries are, what their values are, what is important to them. And also not, even though a lot of people want to go to the States, I am finding more conversations here of people who want to go to the States temporarily, not the escape to, you know,
it's not going to be for the rest of their life. They just kind of going there to study or going to there to work small and come back and build something. Got you. Very good. We're here at Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future. We're back at Africa Global Radio, our story, our growth, our future. And I want to talk about how you see us affecting the future. Now, one of the things I know about you is that you mentor, and so do I. So we're influencing the future with our guidance of young people, whether it be entrepreneurs, whether it be very young people in school or little ones, because, you know, they like to hear stories. They like to hear my accent. They like to hear your accent.
Definitely.
You know, it's like, oh, what is that? Do you speak tree? No, I married a guy. Do you speak God? No, they didn't teach me. So let me hear a little bit about how you see yourself mentoring the future.
You know, I am really excited to be in Ghana, where there's just such a rich community of creative doers.
Yeah.
You know, sharing my story is one thing, and I have a lot of experience in different industries and in different situations.
What are those?
You know, so I've worked in telecommunications,
okay.
The energy sector, finance. And so I can definitely share a lot of wisdoms that I've gained. I was director of operations for companies that, you know, like T-Mobile and Best Buy and things like that. So I've worked with a lot of big businesses and taken on a lot of the tools of the trade, but I want to apply those to personal growth.
Okay.
The same way that you go into a school system, you go into a business and they have a mission statement. They want you to understand their values. I want to mentor the youth to be able to develop that for themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a lot
what's,
of
what's
the
your
time,
identity? What exactly. is it that you think about yourself? And what do you see yourself doing? You know, what's your passion? Not your mama passion, not your pappy passion. What's your passion? There you go.
Definitely. And, you know, the studies have shown that you, the personality that you have when you were an adult was developed by the time you were 3 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are that person. So I want to help, you know, people, parents, determine how do you acknowledge, recognize, and really support the personality traits for your kids.
From the very beginning,
yes.
they know exactly what they want to do.
You okay? can tailor
You can tailor that. Now, if they come and tell you that they want to be president of Ghana, you can tailor that.
Yes.
You know, if they tell you they want to be the next, you know, Stone Boy, you know, don't upset that because he making a lot of money.
There are many ways to you make know? Money.
And then, but folks are like, oh, I want him to be a doctor. I want him to be a lawyer. I want him to be a banker. Guys, how do you think that counting other people's money is going to make you rich? Come on now. My mama was a banker. It didn't work out that way. Okay. But she did leave something, but it's not the same. So we have to actually take a look at our young people and know what their heart is, what their passion really is. And we need to protect that and we need to nurture that.
Definitely.
And that's what I love about mentoring.
My mission is really to collaborate with young innovators, provide them with opportunities to freelance. You know, a lot of people that I meet in Ghana want to go to America to make money. I can help them stay in Ghana
and make money
and make the money from America, make the US dollars. So
there you go.
If you have the talent that, you know, transferable skills, as far as sales, marketing, social media management, project management, these type of skills, I can help connect you with small business owners that are in the States that are looking for that support. So your followers can reach me at recruitingremoteworkers_GH on Instagram.
Say that again.
recruitingremoteworkers_GH. And if they reach out to me, message me on IG, I can, you know, really, I just want to ask a few questions about what you're passionate about, what, you know, your CV looks like. But it's not always about the experience you have, but the initiative that you take.
Yes. Yes. You got to make a move. Got to make a move. Very good. We are so excited here at Africa Global Radio. And I'm just so excited to be part of our story, our growth, and our future. This has been the Black Our Story podcast. And we'll be coming back to you again next time. Peace.
This is an Africa Global Radio production.